Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We're back.
We're back.
We have a special guest via phone. You won't be able to hear him, but Bet's going to relay.
I'll try
what
to
he
do it
says.
As best I can.
Yeah, try to be word for word.
Inflections and everything.
We have one shout out. It's just a quickie from Dishy. Oh. She's gonna be on in the next slot. She'll be on for the 9 p.m./6 p.m. slot.
Yes.
Or which is really the 8 p.m. slot if you go by her clock, she says. Which,
well, that's
which
right.
She does.
We've got people everywhere.
I know. They're in all time zones. So, Bet, tell us who's on the phone.
Live on the phone with me is Mr. M. That would be Captain A.
Captain A.
Whoosh!
Yeah. And he's going to give us what? The road report?
Hang on, hold your tater on the cold end.
He's giving
as
us
soon
news.
As he finishes holding his tater on the cold end, he's going to give us a traffic report.
Traffic report, okay.
Now, what did you say you were going to do, Mr. M, and I will relay this. Mm-hmm.
This is making for very good podcasting.
Okay, he says that they always have all of these traffic reports on the road done from helicopters. He's going to give a traffic report from the road about the helicopters.
Oh, is about the helicopters?
Yeah, okay.
Tell us what the helicopters are doing, okay.
I'm ready.
All right, give it to us, Bruce.
Oh. There are no helicopters.
There are no helicopters.
That's
well,
it.
Back to you.
Now you have to tap dance for 5 minutes.
Yeah, we have a little more time than that to fill.
Okay, now he's going to give us a regular road report.
Okay. Any critters in the road?
The prevailing road is going south.
All right.
It's coming from the south, okay. Ooh. With intermittent westerlies and easterlies.
That's where the road curves, I reckon.
There are patches of white asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
Light asphalt.
Light asphalt, okay. And long silences in this episode. I'll try to fill them as best I can.
There is a plastic laminar in the middle of...
What is a laminar?
We got to speed this up. A laminar layer and there are cars coming in the opposite direction.
What is a laminar layer?
I think that's those things that they put up when they're working on the road.
Okay.
It's the road equivalent of the jet stream.
All right.
There's road as far as he can see.
I don't want to burst Bruce's bubble, but this isn't a patch on Siskita's guest starring episode. I mean, it's wonderful in its own way.
An asshole just passed him. How do you know it was an asshole? Because he passed you?
Was he in a Hummer?
He was going about 90 miles an hour. Stinny wants to know the make of car.
Not even going too fast.
The kind of car. Looked to be a Chrysler 300. Yeah, that's an asshole
that's
car.
That's an
right?
asshole.
Yeah. Think you got yourself an asshole.
You know what you got there. You got an asshole.
That's as exciting as it gets, he says. Well, we hate to tell you, thank you for playing the Hucklebug Podcastathon game, but you did not win.
You did not win Best Guest Star.
You did not win.
I can already tell you, you have not won Best Guest Star.
Oh, if you come in, you're playing, whether you know it or not.
Yeah.
You did win a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni. And a case of turtle wax.
When he gets to Bet's house, perhaps he could wrap some Chaucer for us.
He wants to know if we're accepting challenges.
Possibly, depending on the nature of the challenge.
Money.
Depending on the nature of the challenge, sure.
Depending on the nature of the challenge.
I'll podcast nude if that's what he's driving at. How we doing over there?
I tell you what, pose that one when you get here, okay? That's hard to translate. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Mr. M. Sorry I used your real name on the air before.
That's all right. He's not wanted in Virginia anyway.
Yeah. Well, that was exciting, wasn't it?
I hope he enjoys his turtle wax, because that's all he's getting.
Turtle wax and a lifetime supply of Rice-A-Roni. Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Sponsored by Old Gold Cigarettes.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so sorry, people.
Yeah, the road report didn't turn out to be quite as exciting as we'd hoped it would be. I thought there'd be roadkill or something at least, you know, dead critter by the side of the road.
He calls me from time to time with road reports when he's on the road, and they're always quite interesting. Or weather reports, you know, there's green squiggles coming down.
Nothing. Nothing this time.
Maybe it just loses something in the translation, but you know.
It could be. It's difficult. You know, the difficult part is that since we can't hear him, there's just these long silences while you're listening to him. And I'm trying to vamp, but I got nothing. And I don't want to distract you. I don't want to be distracting you while you're trying to listen to him so that you can translate. Oh, well.
Yeah, the whole time Dave was here, I'd say something and he'd say, huh? And I'd say, I wasn't saying anything to you. And you'd say, huh?
I know. I was this close to at some point to just going, why don't you just say my name when you are speaking to me? Because I can't tell.
Let's do this like a page of dialogue.
Yeah. Oh, well, the road report didn't turn out all that much. You know, they can't all be gold, people. We are here for 49 episodes, so bear with us, would you?
Yes. We've had our gold episode.
We can slack off for a little while, I think. We're gonna have a good one coming up next, too. We're going to have another guest on in the next episode.
And she's not on the phone, so that's not on the phone.
Well, you already know who it's going to be. It's going to be Dishy. I was going to surprise you, but I read it at the top of the show, so never mind. Dishy's going to come on with some challenges, and we will be back at 9, Bet's time, at 6 my time. We'll be halfway done. Dishy's going to come on for the halfway show.
And then we're going to go take a nap for 2 hours.
That's right. That's the rule.
And hopefully I can get Milo to have a poo.
Yay, Milo, poo time.
Someone pledge if I can get Milo to have a poo before the night's over.
Well, he's been farting the whole day, so he's got something going on in his digestive system there.
It's bound to happen.
It's bound to happen one of these times. All right, we will be back in a little while. Goodbye, everybody.